You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. So you might have been enjoying your St. Patrick's Day weekend last weekend, but while that was happening, a team of doctors at Mass General were making history. They transplanted a genetically modified kidney from a pig into a human patient. And that patient, as we understand it, is doing well. Richard Slayman is a 62-year-old MassDOT supervisor from Weymouth, and he is the first procedure of its kind. His is. There are 800,000 Americans with kidney failure who are paying close attention to this. Now, Dr. Winfred Williams is associate chief of MGH's nephrology division. He has been Slayman's kidney physician, and he joins us now. Dr. Williams, welcome to Radio Boston.
Tiziana, thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Great to have you. So how is Richard Slayman? How's he doing?
He is doing fantastically well. We are really quite thrilled that his post-operative course since the past weekend has been quite smooth. So we're monitoring his vital signs daily, as you might imagine, his blood pressure, his volume status, all the things that the indicators that tell us that the kidney is functioning well in terms of kidney chemistries. Everything looks really quite good.
So there's what we sort of expect, there's what we hope for, and then there's wildest dreams, right, when you're doing something like that. So, you know, part one, which one is this? Expect, hope for, or wildest dreams?
Well, yeah, I think this is in the latter category because, in fact, this is the first transplant of its kind performed in the world. So this is a wild dream come true. It really is an engineering scientific breakthrough. And so in that regard, it's a fantastical outcome here that we've been able to do this. But I think in terms of expectations, there's been a whole body of work, 30 years of research undergirding this milestone. And so we think we're fairly confident that we have achieved the kind of model in this pig where this kidney is going to work quite well in a human.
So I want to note that the pig kidney was provided by eGenesis of Cambridge, Massachusetts, and they did a number of genetic modifications to it, both to sort of keep the human body from rejecting it and also to avoid the spread of a particular pig disease that could come into the human body. Is that correct?
That's correct. So you hit the nail on the head. So there are a number of gene modifications in the genome of the pig, and they are intentionally designed to take out, for example, large carbohydrate antigens that our bodies naturally react against. For example, one of them is galactose in the pig. That's been edited out of the pig genome. The second category, if you will, of gene editing is focused on enhancing the pathways by which the organ would be compatible with our immune system and our inflammation systems. And so they're edited in genes that are compatible with humans. And then the third category is the one you focused on to eliminate the possibility of transmitting a disease, an infection from the pig to the human. These are called porcine endogenous retroviruses. PERV is the acronym. There are 59 gene edits to inactivate those genes that encode those viruses so that this organ will be safe and that an infection would not be transmitted.
So, doctor, were you a part of the conversation with Richard Slayman about deciding to do this?
Absolutely. He's been my patient for 10 years. I know him really well. I knew him before he had his first transplant 6 years ago in 2018. He was on hemodialysis then. And the problem, Tiziana, is that on dialysis, he was having a very difficult time with vascular access.
His heart or his blood flow?
The blood flow that provides blood to the dialysis machine, you have to have robust flow in vessels. And his vessels were clotting and having insufficient blood flow. They would ultimately fail. And so he had lots of different surgeries to try and correct this. Luckily, 6 years ago, as I said, he received his first kidney transplant. And that transplant worked well for the first 4 years. But in the fifth year, it began to fail such that he couldn't really manage the kind of fluid that would accumulate in the body. And his metabolic status was deranged. He had high levels of potassium. And if they become dangerously high, that can actually cause heart arrhythmia and sudden death. So we thought it would be best for him to go back on dialysis a year ago. He's been on dialysis for a full year. He had the same problems reemerge in terms of the access difficulty, multiple, numerous surgeries. And so at one point he said to me, and he was getting very despondent and really quite depressed, "I can't go on like this. I don't want to go on like this. I've got to have another solution." And so Dr. Riella, the principal investigator of this trial, approached me and said, "You know, I think we can partner and offer this as a remedy for him. Let's sit down and really tell him about this experimental procedure, this new transplant, and see if he will accept." He said, "I'm thrilled to go with this option. It will improve my quality of life." And we thought, in fact, that's true, but also might be life-saving for him.
So we're here with Dr. Winfred Williams, and you're hearing this conversation about this choice that Richard Slayman made to be the first patient to receive this transplant of a genetically modified kidney from a pig into a human. I want to ask two questions in follow-up there. A minute ago, Dr. Williams, you sort of laid out in technical terms all the genetic modifications. I'm trying to imagine having this conversation about my body, right? And getting over the hurdle of that, all those technical terms you just explained, and feeling ready to put that in. What's the last mile that a doctor has in conversation with their patient about the discomfort, right, and the worry? What's that last mile conversation?
This is, an excellent question, Tiziana. I think the last mile is the kind of trust that's engendered between a doctor and his patient. He has great faith that we would do all that we could to make sure that if we did this procedure, it would be safe, that he would be well taken care of, and that that no harm would come to him, and that we would monitor him, 24/7 to make sure he was very stable and that he was tolerating this procedure. A lot of it has to do with the faith the patient places in those who are providing care for him. And if you have that kind of baseline trust, then I think, all systems are go.
So, doctor, how do you think about, and I'm sure you do, the vulnerability of the patient who has so few options? And now you're presenting this option, but it's experimental, it's risky. Do they feel like they've got a lot of other choices? How do you think about the ethics of that?
Yeah, so he said to me, he said in the hours just preceding really going to the operating room, he said, I'm afraid, I'm scared. I hope that this works. I hope that you will take care of me. And, I'm a nephrologist, not a transplant surgeon. He said, "I want you in the OR." So I was in the OR for the full time duration of the surgery. I think that it had to be a choice that he would make. And he said, "I think this will do me some good. But what's more, if this works, it'll do a great deal of good for those who come behind me." So he was willing to make that leap of faith and invest confidence in us that we would do a good job by him.
Were you scared? Were you sick to your stomach? I mean, what's it like for you?
Well, in the OR, it was pins and needles because, you want things to go well. He had been on dialysis for many years. The reason he came to end-stage kidney disease is because of diabetes and hypertension for 30 years. So his vascular status was pretty challenging for the surgeons. Technically challenging surgery. When finally the pig kidney was implanted and the circulation was established, it immediately pinked up and on the table began to make urine. And so the
basically did what a kidney's supposed to do.
Exactly. And the OR erupted in applause. It was an amazing moment.
So how do we know now if it's working. I mean, making air quotes here. You know, yeah. The last few days he's done well. Is there sort of some threshold of, I don't know, 6 months, 12 months? I understand I'm talking about somebody's life here, but yeah. What's that threshold?
So we will know by monitoring his daily monitoring his kidney chemistries. He's going to have really intense monitoring for the first, I would say, if once he leaves the hospital and is discharged, he'll be going to clinics twice a week. We will see him twice a week for a full month. We have many, many different parameters that we're following to measure kidney health. And so I would say that if he is stable out to a month to 2 months thereabouts, I would say the first 3 months, we're in good shape.
Now, diversity and inclusion and treatment of Black patients has been a piece of your work at MGH. In our remaining time, we know that Black patients in America can be disproportionately affected by kidney disease. What's the promise here if this all goes well?
No, I think this is another excellent question. I mean, I think this potential breakthrough, if this kidney transplant continues to be very successful, the dividend here is that it provides a potential breakthrough in solving one of the more intractable problems in our field and has been the subject of a lot of my career's work. And that's the unequal access of ethnic minority patients to the opportunity for kidney transplantation due to the extreme donor organ shortage and other system-based barriers. And this is health disparities in this regard have been the target of national policy initiatives for over 30 years with only limited success. If you had an abundant supply of organs resulting from this technological advance, it may go far to finally achieve health equity and offer the best solution to kidney failure for any patient who's in need. And so this is one dividend and hopeful dividend of this advance.
Dr. Winfred Williams, Associate Chief of Nephrology at Mass General Hospital, one of the doctors to Richard Slayman, the first recipient of this pig kidney transplant. Thank you.
Thank you so much.